So obviously, KRAS mutations are, you know, a very common finding. Can you talk a little bit about why it's been so difficult to find therapies for people with KRAS mutant disease?
KRAS is more difficult in terms of drug design. That's my understanding. I'm not a pharmacologist, but it has been more difficult in terms of drug design. There are now some compounds that specifically target certain mutant forms of KRAS. There are subsets of KRAS mutated lung adenos that do respond to MEK inhibition. We don't exactly understand which subset of KRAS that is. There are a lot of efforts, obviously, to develop therapies for KRAS mutated tumors. And I think it's only a matter of time until we see more and more of these patients eligible for targeted therapies. Although at the same time, I should mention that a big slice of KRAS mutated lung adenocarcinoma is smoking associated. A lot of the major KRAS mutations have the mutational signature of tobacco carcinogens. And as such, they tend to have higher mutational loads, which also makes them better candidates for immunotherapies. So there might be competing approaches for this subset of lung adenocarcinoma patients.
It's interesting. I've seen, of course, there's tons of data on mutational load, but is there any correlation between KRAS status and response to immune checkpoint inhibitors?
I wouldn't be able to quote you a study in particular, but I would not be surprised that patients with the smoking-associated KRAS mutations respond better because they also have a higher number of other mutations as well.